Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@AFR. Also, if you want to watch the show, and we're posting the stories that we're talking about here on our Today's Issues Facebook page, and or go to the YouTube page. You can view the show there as well. YouTube, Today's Issues, check it out. Steve Jordahl's in studio with us for the last 25 minutes of the program. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. Ed.
How are you?
Steve.
Doing good. Doing good.
Have a good weekend, did you?
Great weekend. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know, college football is starting now.
I know.
You're a pro guy, though,
I'm
right?
I'm a pro guy, yeah. The preseason's going.
Pro football starts when?
2 weeks from now? 2 weeks from now, I think, yes. Because they got one more preseason game, and then they're on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, college football cranked up Saturday.
Yeah. How did the state do?
They didn't play because it was only two games on Saturday.
Florida, Miami, I think.
Yeah, and Washington. Arizona and Hawaii, or somebody like
that. Wow.
So, cool. So the full plethora of college football starts this weekend.
Cannot wait. I do love a good college game. I'm not a, you know, not as big a fan, but.
All right.
Let's talk. President Trump, you saw, was having a press conference at this G7 meeting in France.
He was.
He was on the talking to reporters, and one of them talked a little bit about. He got asked a little bit about all the money he's making off of being president, because you know, leaders stay at his hotel and everything.
Who's asking this?
It's one of the reporters.
Okay.
This was his answer to that. This is cut 10.
A combination of loss and opportunity. Probably it'll cost me anywhere from $3 to $5 billion to be president. And the only thing I care about is this country. A combination of
that was twice. I didn't. It automatically repeated, and I didn't take the second one out. Sorry, Brent. That was my fault. Yeah, says $3 to $5. I think he said billion. Although one of the outlets transcribed it million, but I think he said $3 to $5 billion. It'll cost him to be president of the United States.
That sounds like what he said to me. That's got to be what he's talking about. Is billion. $3 to $5 million for a billionaire is probably what he spends on lunch. You know,
I want to go out to lunch with him. Then that would be quite the lunch.
So well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I do believe what he said at the. I have no idea about the $3 to $5 billion. I do believe he just. I think he loves the country. Tim, you call him an old fashioned patriot, and I think that's why he's doing this. He sees problems. He wanted to try to correct it, and whether he can get all those things done or not, we'll see. But I think he truly does love the country.
Yeah, he didn't need this. President Trump, I'm talking about, when he was Donald Trump, the celebrity. You know, and you got billions of dollars, you know, and you own golf courses and resorts around the world. You know, what do you need to be confined to the White House?
Right.
And now be hated by
and be
all the left.
Clubbed like a baby seal for 4 years.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. By the news media and many in the news media. All right, so
that's what was going on lately, and just to kind of continue with the Trump motif, I'd like to give you a little sense of the unhinged nature of the Trump opponents. Starting with a psychiatrist named Dr. Alan Francis, and Alan Francis was, I believe, on CNN talking about diagnosing President Trump as mentally ill. He doesn't think that's a good idea.
Listen. This is on what show?
I didn't write this down. I thought it was on CNN.
It's on CNN?
Is it CNN?
And he's a renowned psychologist?
Well, he's a psychiatrist. I don't know how renowned he is.
Psychiatrist.
But he's a psychiatrist. This is what he had to say.
Another area, Congressman, that the U.S. seems to be on its own, the Trump administration, is the question of bringing Russia back into the G8. The
president is just plain wrong here. Cut now, that's four. On the policy side.
Sorry. Was that cut four? Is that the one I gave you for
lumping
cut four?
The mentally ill with there Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were.
Can you believe that?
That guy has a job on a network?
He's
the guy we just heard?
The guy we just heard, the psychologist, is he was a consultant for...
He just made an outrageous claim.
I know. I don't know where he gets it.
Where he gets to... Stalin?
Billion.
Did he say Stalin?
Yes.
Did he say Mao?
He said Mao, and he said Hitler. 6 million Jews, 9 million Soviets.
And he's saying President Trump may be responsible for more deaths than that, right?
Yes, he did.
Do you have any idea what
Not
he's talking
clue.
About?
I'm guessing. This is just a guess.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy's got a bag of cats for a brain, obviously.
The guy we just heard?
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm guessing that he's going to say that when it's all said and done, Trump's policies on climate change are going to result in a billion deaths or something crazy.
Could be.
Something unproven.
Yes, something you can't prove, right.
Okay.
And he'll be long gone by the time his prediction comes to
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
So, yeah, they don't like him. And, in fact, the one that I asked...
By the way, this was on a show?
It was on it was on one of the news networks, yeah.
That's how... Let me say this... That's how you get on CNN and MSNBC or any of the major networks is you have some outrageous thing to say about Donald Trump, and you can get on.
Let me tell you, Sue, something about this. That kind of rhetoric right there and the rhetoric you're about to hear from Bill Maher on the death of one of the Koch brothers,
mm-hmm.
This is what leads to, you know, the left wants to talk about the hate of the right leading to, and the President Trump's rhetoric leading to people doing things.
Right.
Like shooting people and stuff. What that guy just talked about right there, which is saying President Trump is to the 21st century what Hitler was to the 20th century. If that's true and you believe that, why wouldn't you want to assassinate him?
I think they would probably cheer that.
So you're saying these people really are unhinged.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm saying a lot of these people on the political left, they're open now about their hatred for the president and for anybody who stands in support of him in any way.
That's why one of the most dangerous things you
can
do.
And they're worth taking out.
Yeah, well.
Because you prevent atrocities like what's going to happen under President Trump if you can take him out.
Because this...
That's the emperor.
I want to call him a bozo. But that's not really strong enough. But I'm a Christian, so I really shouldn't say anything stronger. But this guy, if this man, what's his name?
Dr. Alan Francis.
He's not some obscure. This guy is a noted psychiatrist.
Right.
I was hearing about his credentials at a leading university.
Is it Duke University?
I think so.
So if you're saying that Donald Trump is like Mao Zedong and Hitler and Stalin all rolled in one.
Yeah.
And you could prevent.
And that's on CNN.
And that's on CNN. You could prevent that with a bullet, as some people tried to assassinate Adolf Hitler.
Right.
You remember. That the inference or the implication is that's what these people believe.
Yes. Yes, and you don't think that kind of thinking would lead to jailing Christians, imprisoning Christians?
I think
and other people who are Christians, but people who have conservative ideas.
I think this is going to sound kind of crazy, but for the last 100 years, all right, my opinion is those who believe in the ideas and ideals of the French Revolution have replaced the ideals of the American Revolution. And we all know how the French Revolution ended up with the guillotine. And all you had to do is be someone to make the accusation that you were against the revolution, and it was literally off with your head. And what I see on the left,
a growing
percentage on the left is exactly what you're saying, Tim. They are becoming the kind of people that will say, fine, we're taking you to the guillotine because you support a maniac like Donald Trump who's going to be responsible for 500 million people or something.
Oh, the secular progressive left in this country have justified that way of thinking as you just described it. And so it's the end justifies the means. And so they're on excuse the use of a biblical term, righteous crusade to save the world. From who? From people. They're going to save the world from people like President Trump, from the crazy Christians.
Right.
So if it means, if it means punishing them in some way or fashion and as severe as we can to deter this movement, then that's what it means. That's what they would be in favor for. Constitutional rights out the window.
Yes.
Because
we'll start with that.
Huh?
They'll start with that.
Yeah, constitutional rights out the window because on a very small scale, it's like what happened with Jack Phillips and these other Christians. Okay?
Yeah.
With the florist. They want to say, no, either Jack Phillips, either you bow the knee to the LGBT cause or we're going to make your life miserable.
Put you out of business.
Well, what the other side would like to do is to take all their agenda and not just the LGBT agenda and force that
right
on those of us who are, in their mind, Neanderthals,
right?
You know, who are standing in the way of the progressive advancements of life on Earth.
You don't think that's coming for big corporations? You have to sign off that you support homosexual marriage and gay pride. That's
already out there, but it's going to be worse than that.
It is coming for everybody. Listen, in case people think we're just scaremongering here, let me just a little refresher course. And these are just the ones I can remember off the top of my head. Madonna, I Dream About Blowing Up the White House. Kathy Griffin, the actress, comedian, holding up the severed head of Donald Trump. Snoop Dogg with his album cover showing him holding a gun to the president's head. You don't think that is a reflection of their real desires?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is. And Snoop Dogg, the rapper, he had his album cover had President Trump being assassinated, laying on the ground in a pool of blood. That didn't cost Snoop Dogg a dime.
Right.
He's not cut off from companies from endorsing him.
Right.
He's not disinvited to the Grammys.
Right.
Or anything like that. There's no penalty to be paid by the left in this country for even advocating violence against the president.
So let's...
Now, Kathy Griffin, it did hurt her some, I will say that.
But she was a D-list
comedian. She was
comedian.
Hurt to begin with.
She wasn't. So now we can go to just... So now a more up-to-date reflection of the hatred from the
That's
left.
That's right.
Bill
you mentioned,
Maher,
yeah,
right?
Listen to this. I read this story over the weekend. Pay attention to this, folks. But this is Bill Maher, the HBO, right?
HBO.
Yes.
But he's a far left.
He's an atheist.
Atheist.
He hates Trump.
He hates
conservatives.
He hates God, even though he says he doesn't believe in him.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead.
This is some.
Wait, stop.
Sorry.
We have been
piling on poor Brent today. I feel bad. I've called for the wrong numbers. I've done everything. So let me just
some of these bad quarterbacks in the NFL. They just call out the wrong play, Steve.
I apologize. This is HBO host Bill Maher, and he's talking about the death over the weekend of David Koch. David Koch was one of the Koch brothers, very influential, very wealthy Republican donors, conservative donors. Now, the Kochs were split on Trump. They weren't big, huge fans of Donald Trump.
They're globalists.
But one of them died over the weekend, and this
he
is
He died
what,
of what?
Pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
This was Bill Maher's comment on his death.
And now some funeral news to report. Yesterday, David Koch of the zillionaire Koch brothers died. Please of prostate cancer. I guess I'm going to have to reevaluate my low opinion of prostate cancer. He was 79, but his family says they wish it could be longer, but at least he lived long enough to see the Amazon catch fire. Condolences poured in from all the politicians he owned. And mourners are being asked, in lieu of flowers, to just leave their car engine running. I know these seem like harsh words and harsh jokes, and I'm sure I will be condemned for them on Fox News, which will portray Mr. Koch as a principled libertarian who believed in the free market. He and his brother have done more than anybody to fund climate science deniers for decades. So the Amazon is burning up. I'm glad he's dead, and I hope the end was painful. All right, what a great show.
And I hope, I'm glad he's dead, and I hope the end was painful.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's Bill Maher talking about one of the, it was a David Koch.
David Koch.
Yeah. The hostility and venom. In
you don't think
people?
Somebody like that, encumbered, unencumbered, would say, okay, these conservatives, these Christians, believe these things that are causing our climate to burn up, then drive them out of business,
make them live in caves,
take their homes,
yeah,
whatever, take their cars, whatever, because you have a right to,
right,
because they don't, they're
destroying your future.
They're destroying your future.
No, yeah. Listen, that to me is the collision that's coming in this country. And the microcosm of it is places like Seattle and Portland, where you have Antifa and the Proud Boys or wherever it is. You're going to see those kinds of clashes. Now, I'm not hoping for that. I'm just saying there, these are two mutually exclusive worldviews, and only one of them can predominate. The country's going to be 60-40, 70-30, one or the other, because you can't have a 50-50 split forever.
As I said, the left, not everybody on the left, but a majority on the political left in this country, they don't have a problem with this violent rhetoric against conservatives.
Right.
Or Christians. When Madonna stands on the mall... at this speech for the day after the inauguration for a resistance to champion the resistance, and she says, "I've thought many times about bombing. Is it burning
blowing
down?
Up. Blowing up,
blowing up the White House?
That should have ended her career."
They all cheer.
Yes,
because they would like to see the White House bombed.
If Trump was in it.
If Trump was in it.
Yeah.
So that's the way these people think.
If people think we're over-exaggerating what the left believes, I want to ask, then how come Snoop Dogg and Madonna and the others who have said these kind of things, how come their career isn't over? How come CNN and MSNBC didn't start off by going, that is a terrible thing to say, Madonna should apologize? No, because to your point, Tim, they agree.
Listen, these secular leftists, like some of them we mentioned here, they don't believe in God. All right? If you don't believe in God, then you don't believe in the Ten Commandments, right? And you don't believe in natural law. So, to kill somebody, to advance your cause is not crazy. Okay?
It's evil.
They don't believe in evil. I agree with you, but they don't believe in evil, Steve, except that President Trump is.
Right.
But they don't believe in, they don't, they can't, if you don't believe in God, ultimately, you don't believe in any moral standards that would prevent you from doing things that advance your cause. So we Christians would say, okay, while I vehemently disagree with the politics of President Obama, I would never say I would like to blow up the White House while he's in it.
Right.
Because the Bible says that thou shalt not kill.
Thou
shalt not murder and pray for your leaders.
Right.
In other words, and you would not want to lie about him. You would not want to lie about President Obama because the Bible, that's slander. Okay, now, did some conservatives lie about the President Obama when he was in the White House? Yes, that does happen. It's human nature. But those internal things forbid us from doing things that our carnal nature would want to do.
Right.
If you take that away, and you're on the secular progressive left, and there is no God to answer to in the afterlife or here on earth, then you do whatever you got to do to advance your cause, even if it's violence.
You do whatever you can get away with.
You do whatever you can get away with. Now, the Constitution and our legal system may prevent you from doing things. You have to weigh your, you know, what am I going to get out of this versus what chance right. I might go to prison, you know. But the motive of the heart is I want to blow up the White House.
Right.
Because that man in it deserves to die.
You think those people who said those kind of things, if you ask them at a party and they think you're friendly and you say, if you could do it and get away with it, would you do it? You don't think Snoop Dogg would have
they
said
would.
Absolutely.
Oh, they would.
Would.
Oh, yeah, they would. Because, I mean, they believe they're on a mission to save the world.
Yeah.
From they call President Trump a fascist.
Yeah.
He's Hitler remade. That's who in their minds, that's who they're saying they're preventing the world from. You know what's interesting, too, is all these lefties who said, I'm leaving America if Donald Trump's elected.
Mm-hmm. Still here.
And they never did. So it must not be too bad
right.
in reality for them because they still hung around, right?
Yeah.
Still in the good old U.S. of A. Maybe they couldn't find anywhere better to go. In their minds, but
well, could have followed the congressional delegation down to Venezuela or the teachers. I know, I heard you did.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Steve?
Just the last thing. How would you like to walk away from $500 million? That's what Andrew Luck has done by retiring.
I've actually done it many times.
I bet you have.
Yes, walked away.
Walked away. I don't want the money.
I'll take it. You don't want it. I'll take it. Huh?
Yeah,
so you know, I'm just kidding.
The old saying is, money can't buy happiness. My retort to that is, I'd like to give it a shot.
Right.
It buys the kind of misery you can live with.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No,
Andrew Luck, the quarterback
who'd been with the Colts for, I think, 7 seasons. He was set to make $35 million. He would have pushed $40 a year pretty soon, $40 million a year. So his owner is trying to talk him out of it, I think, by saying he's giving up almost $500 million in his career by walking away.
Well, his body's broken.
Yeah.
And his mind's broken, I think, on this deal.
7-year career.
He's had one major injury after another in his career, and he's just said, I can't take it anymore.
And he's made $97 million over his career. It's not like he's going
to... He's set for life and for many lives if you wanted to be set for, so he's not going to be hurting there. But
he's had 19 surgeries as a player.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can see why he would do something like this.
Stanford grad.
A lot of people are upset with him because he waited 2 weeks prior to the season to announce the...
And they're done for the season as a result.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to affect the Colts.
You know who went to the gym this week?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick. As soon as he found out that...
He went to the gym.
He went to the gym. They saw him going to the gym. So as soon as he found out that that Luck retired.
Good luck.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Brent and to Fred. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.